Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to do something a little bit different today. But first of all, let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, we trust you, O God, for your word is our guide. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17. And in Galatians, you say, for freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. O God, you have set us free, and liberty, sweet liberty, comes from thee. We praise you for thy love, thy grace, thy mercy, and the grace that you bestow upon each and every one of us. Our salvation is in you. We trust in your protection, and we ask that you place your hedge of protection around our president and his administration. Guide each of us with your wisdom, and may we never forget whose we are. Lead us, O God, not into temptation, and deliver us from the evil one who lurks in this world, seeking whom he may devour. Grant us common sense, your common sense and discernment, that we might have and make decisions that will glorify you and increase your kingdom. These times are extremely trying, Father, and it is for such a time as this, each day we come to you and pray. Thank you for your blessings. May we in turn bless you. Amen. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, liberty. You know, it says here that in Galatians, for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Freedom. Liberty. Liberty. Now there's a story to tell. You know, they say every person has a story to tell, and the same is true with every nation. We are in troubling times, and we wonder about our freedom and our liberty. But liberty is always in the hands of the people. Whether lost or found or protected, it's always in the hands of the people. Liberty. Now there's a story to tell. Liberty was dead to begin with. There is no doubt about that. The tyrannical king of Britain and his governors dictated many laws, unfair taxes, restricting travel and speech, refusing the colonists any individual freedom, independence, or even property. And then, some people did something. Oh, they did something amazing and miraculous. One might even say acts of bravery and heroism. They declared independence, and it was treason to the king. After years of pleading with the king, the American colonists had had enough of his tyranny. They composed a document of grievances. We call it the Declaration of Independence. In order to realize the American dream for liberty and independence, the document would require unanimous signing. However, Delaware was in a deadlock. Caesar Rodney was one of the three delegates from Delaware, but he was not in Philadelphia when he received word of the deadlock. You see, Rodney, he was suffering from skin cancer and was preparing to go to England for a life-saving procedure. The doctor said, The doctor must conquer the cancer or the cancer will conquer me. My health requires rest and my wish is to indulge it. But being convinced that Britain is making every kind of exertion in her favor to reduce us to unconditional submission, I now see that my immediate concern must be to align myself with my constituents and vote for independence. He rode that night 81 miles through the torrential rains, sacrificing his health for this country. He arrived exhausted and covered with skin lacerations, but determined for liberty. He signed for independence as a delegate from Delaware, making it a unanimous document of independence. Caesar Rodney never completely recovered from that trip. Putting himself second, the cancer eventually conquered his body. Now that's enthusiasm. 56 men signed that document of grievances. They pledged, as you know, their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. With his sacred honor intact, Caesar Rodney sacrificed his health for liberty, our liberty. Oh, skirmishes had been breaking out here and there across the land, but after the signing of this treasonous document, war was real. It seemed to be an impossible war. The colonists were outnumbered, outarmed, and supplies were scarce. While some battles were fought by great soldiers, other battles, it would seem, would require common people willing to fight and sacrifice for freedom, for liberty, in their own backyards. A young teenage girl named Emily Geiger was such a person. John Geiger, Emily's father, was a disabled veteran. He was a patriot, unable to serve his country, but he had instilled in his daughter Emily a love of freedom and liberty. Ronald Reagan once said to us, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same." John Geiger obviously taught his daughter Emily well. Emily, filled with the love and enthusiasm for liberty, was frustrated by an inability as a young female to serve in the war effort. One summer evening in 1781, Emily was eavesdropping on a conversation between her father and a neighbor. New intelligence had been obtained that the British General Lord Rowden had divided his forces, leaving him vulnerable for attack. General Greene needed an immediate dispatch sent to General Sumter, urging the general to join forces in combined attack against the British regiment. The British, to dispatch such a message would be suicide. No man would volunteer. For you see, it was 100 miles through dense forest, and the road was crawling with British soldiers and sympathetic Tories. Yet Emily, she was eager to volunteer. Teenagers, right? Emily, that night, secretly snuck out of her house and made her way to General Greene's encampment to volunteer. Greene was extremely hesitant. He explained that if caught, she could be tortured and hanged for treason. But this determined teenage girl was willing to take the risk. General Greene had no option. So he penned the message, and he handed it to Emily, and sent her off to fulfill a dangerous mission. A young teenager, with an enthusiasm for liberty that would make her rise above human nature in acts of bravery and heroism. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. When we come back, we're going to find out what happened to Emily on this suicide mission? And we will be right back. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The stories that I'm sharing with you about Caesar Rodney and Emily Geiger, and there will be others here, I actually got those out of a book, The Miracle of America, Birth of a Nation, by William S. Norton and Brian P. Trotter. The photography in that book was by Helen Thomas Robson. And they are true stories. They are true stories. So let's find out what happened to Emily on this suicide mission. The first evening, after General Green sent her on this mission, Emily rode, and she was very tired. And she stopped at a farmhouse for directions. And the woman of the house, seeing that Emily was in physical despair and exhausted, insisted that she rest there for the night. Emily had only been asleep for 2 hours when she heard voices at the door asking about a young female with a hidden message, a young female spy with a hidden message. Emily quickly and quietly got dressed and slipped out the second-story window, dropped from the roof, and retrieved her horse from the barn, barely escaping into the night. On the second day, however, Emily was approached by 3 British soldiers and was taken to Lord Rowden for an interrogation. Being young and innocent in the art of deception, she hadn't quite learned how to lie yet, she left Lord Rowden very frustrated and angry and suspicious. So he had her thrown in the guardhouse and locked up, and he called for a matron to have her searched. When Emily was left alone, She took the message from General Greene, and she read it and put it to memory. Then she began to tear that message into tiny little pieces and eat each piece of that piece of paper. She had barely finished the last little bite when the matron showed up to search her. Emily was searched from head to toe, and nothing was found of suspicion, and Emily was released. She immediately mounted her horse, and despite her exhaustion, she made haste, riding through the night, to reach General Sumter. Arriving the next morning, weak, thirsty, and faint, she recited her message to the general. Emily Geiger completed her mission that no other man would volunteer for. 2 weeks later, Emily returned home to the safety of her father. Within the quiet resolve of his young daughter, John Geiger would find an uncommon miracle. And so would America. With why was this mission so vital? Emily's brave act of heroism proved pivotal to our eventual success over the British. With the combined strength of General Sumter and General Greene, the Americans did launch an attack against Lord Rowden and his troops, crippling them and making them unable to join Cornwallis, who would soon face General Washington in Yorktown, Virginia. And thus, a brave act of heroism brought liberty to life in America. For you see, the King's General Cornwallis surrendered to General Washington in Yorktown, Virginia, in 1781. It's important that we remember these acts of bravery and heroism, for when the past no longer illuminates the future, the spirit walks in darkness. Alexis de Tocqueville. We had victory. We have liberty. But what do we do with this newfound freedom? The battles were over. But now it was even 6 years later in the revolutionary victory. But we were struggling to define America as a nation. The states had sovereignty, there was no doubt about that. But they had, some of them had different currencies, the leadership was a mess and haphazard. And for months and months, the founding fathers argued on what form of government this newly liberated nation should have, something that would bring them together and still protect the liberty of each state and each individual from a big centralized government. The arguing grew to be so bad that Ben Franklin spoke to remind them that how each day at war they met there for prayer, and he suggested prayer should lead them now. It was a moving moment that calmed the atmosphere of the personalities. Probably a room full of alpha males, don't you think? They got to work, and they framed our new and experimental form of government, a constitutional republic. They finally agreed on a constitution. That document. Well, mostly. On that 17th day of September 1787, 41 delegates met in the East Room of Independence Hall. The convention was finally coming to a close, and they were about to ceremonially sign our new Constitution of the United States when George Mason, Colonel Mason, rose to his feet and he said, "I'd rather cut off my right hand than put it to this document." With a gasp, Colonel Mason, James Madison pleaded, "Why at this late hour will you not sign it?" Mason said, "Because it does not have a Bill of Rights." "But Colonel Mason, we have not given the federal government enough power to trample our rights." Oh, but Mason's answer was classic. He said, "But they will. They always do." With that, and a few conversations later, they made a decision and they signed our new document, the Constitution of the United States, with 10 amendments. We know them as our Bill of Rights, which detail our liberty and define restrictions of government. These things shall not be infringed. in that final and defining moment when Mr. Franklin, Ben Franklin, put his pen to the Constitution of the United States. It was recorded. The old man wept. Oh, my friends, it had been a long journey. A long journey. The people waited outside. Anxiously, they wanted to hear and know what had been decided in that hall, Independence Hall. And when those men emerged, Mrs. Powell approached Benjamin Franklin. You know the story. And she asks, "What kind of government do we have, sir?" And he answers, "A republic, if you can keep it." For you see, liberty is always in the hands of the people. Each election year, we're told that this is the most important election. I believe each has become more critical, and each one more defining of how we will be governed and perhaps even our culture. Today, social policies, government programs, they're distractions from the real problems, robbing us of our liberty. You know, that unsustainable national debt, overtaxation. You got to pay for all that free stuff, right? And those government programs. Top-heavy government filled with bureaucratic departments, making mandates as laws, fining, regulating, demanding licenses and permits. Oh, we have a crisis, which are caused by our officials fixing things. You know, again, poverty, the high cost of health care and the drugs, the high cost of living, trade, high cost of education, immigration, legal and illegal. They use each crisis that they cause to gain more control. They've gained control over your health care and your education. Climate change, it's just a never-ending topic of gun control and more. Our elected officials, in particular Congress, they cause these problems and then they campaign to fix them. But nothing ever seems to get fixed. With all liberty, with your liberty enhanced, when they finally tweak out the Second Amendment, remove the use of our natural resources and use of our fossil fuels for heating, cooling, and production and deliveries and survival. And what about your liberty? What will happen when they take full control of all our health care and education? Beware of politicians and their promises. For you see, the political jargon is hiding the fact that their policies are the existential threats against our liberty, your liberty. The truth is, they want to change our form of government, our form of governance. The U.S. was originally established as a constitutional republic, where government exists for the interest of the governed and not for the mere existence of the governors. We'll talk about that government when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Liberty. Oh, sweet liberty. There is a story to tell, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now, 800-510-4403.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're trying to tell a story of liberty. There is a story to tell, you know. But right now, in this day and time, we keep talking about a deep state. And in the deep state, those officials, elected and not elected, want to change our form of government. Remember, Ben Franklin told Mrs. Powell, it's a republic if you can keep it. There are those who want us to be under a Democrat-Socialist form of government, which never protects the natural rights of people, but views rights as privileges given or legislated to the people by the government, the elected people. They only use the word Democrat to make you believe you actually have a choice. There is a line from the many grievances listed in the Declaration of Independence I'm going to share with you. It might sound a little bit like it's describing a moment in our time today. Here it is. He, the king, has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. That sounds much like our alphabet departments of bureaucracy, doesn't it? You know, the BLM, the CDC, the FDA, the USDA, the EPA, or even that IRS. Our vote is our voice. Liberty is delicate and it's priceless. It's only one generation from extinction. Our individual rights, our liberty comes from God, but it's firmly stated in our Constitution. But the truth is, keeping liberty in our governance is up to the Republic,
And each one of us as individuals are the republic. Ayn Rand was not one of our founding fathers, but I thought she put this rather eloquently. Individual rights are not subject to public vote. A majority has no right to vote away the rights of a minority. The political function of rights is precisely to protect minorities from oppression by majorities. And she says, the smallest minority on earth is the individual. What makes our republic form of government so unique and protective of liberty? Let's compare it to the others. First of all, let's talk about the republic. A republic is similar to a representative democracy, except it has a written constitution of basic rights that protect the minority, the individual, from being completely unrepresented or overridden by the majority. A democracy, oh, we hear the democracy all the time. It's ruled by majority. Why do you think they want a popular vote for the president? Mob rule. In a democracy, the individual is overridden by the majority. Individual rights are not respected, nor are they protected. We are, in many ways, experiencing tyranny disguised as democracy in our land today. And the irony of a democracy is that the citizens have the freedom to enslave themselves, to voluntarily choose to give up their civil rights. Why would anyone do that? Basically because they're tricked, scared or bribed, free stuff. That's public goods. And then socialism. Oh, how we hear that. Our youth think it's a wonderful thing, even though it's failed everywhere it's been. Socialism is an economic theory which is characterized by state ownership of businesses, property, and services. The state is in charge of production and distribution of goods. According to Winston Churchill, socialism is the philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. Our founders and our framers, they believed in individual rights, liberty. They wrote it. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. The preamble of our Constitution makes it very clear what the form and role, what the proper role of government is. 1. Protect citizens from foreign invasion. Yet we debate a border wall? 2. Protect citizens from crime and maintain peace at home through law and order. Law and order. That is their job. To protect you. Make sure you have peace. 3. To provide justice in the courts. 4. To keep the people free, to guard liberty. Before writing or passing any legislation, there should be a question. Does this preserve or diminish the liberty in any way of my constituents? The purpose of government, according to Thomas Jefferson, is to enable the people of a nation to live in safety and happiness. Government exists for the interests of the governed, not for the governors. The United States Constitution is not outdated, nor is it a living and breathing document to be changed at the whims of politicians. It is the foundation of our nation, necessary to protect the rights of individual citizen, the republic. It authorizes the form, enumerates the powers, it numbers them, and it limits the scope of our government. Patrick Henry said, the Constitution is not an instrument of the government to restrain the people. It is an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives and our interests. There's always a question about whether he really said that or not, but if he didn't, he should have. If the Constitution is our instrument for liberty, we should study it. We should know it. After all, it is a contract between you, the citizens, the republic, and those we've elected to represent us. It's not the other way around. Liberty is always in the hands of the people. The republic form of government only works if the republic, and that's us, we the people, are working and paying attention. With enumerated and specific powers, the founders framed our constitutional government with three branches, each with separate powers, yet each accountable to the other, a check and balance system to discourage corruption and tyranny. It's a simple little structure, a structure of an executive branch, a legislative branch, and a judicial branch. The accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary, in the same hands, whether of one, a few, or many, or whether hereditary, self-appointed, or elective, may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny, James Madison. Tyranny. When the executive, when the three branches do not work together. We have the executive branch. That's the President of the United States. He is supposed to be the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, and he acts as the head of state. Legislative branch. They are the ones who make the laws. And it's two chambers of Congress, called Congress. So we have the House of Representatives, and we have the Senate. And then we have the judiciary form. We have found the judiciary branch, excuse me. You know, it's difficult to understand why it ever got upset. Well, it's not really difficult because it's greed and power. Those we've elected, they turned around and appointed people, bureaucrats. And the appointed in the judiciary by the president, they've all become consumed with government instead of their responsibility to the people. Without the separation of powers, we are driven by a mob rule and, worse yet, tyranny. Everything our framers did to structure our governing, the three branches with separate powers, the districting, we didn't talk about that, and the representation of the Electoral College, work together to protect the individual rights, the natural rights. We are a country. From sea to shining sea, but there's a whole lot of nation in between. And we're very proud to call ourselves the flyover states. Yet we deserve representation and liberty as well. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Liberty, there's a story to tell. And we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us.
Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Liberty, there's a story to tell. You know, I really like the movie The Patriot with Mel Gibson. And the character he played, Benjamin Martin, was loosely based off of two Revolutionary War heroes. And that was the Brigadier General Thomas Sumter, known as the Gamecock, and the Brigadier General Francis Marion, the Swamp Fox. In the movie, Benjamin Martin didn't want to fight. He had enough of that. And so they were trying to discuss with him and encourage him to fight. And he made this statement in the movie, and I've written it down, and I just love it because I think it speaks a lot to where we are today when our republic became overrun by bureaucracy. He made the statement to them, "Why should I trade one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away? An elected legislature can trample a man's rights as easily as a king can." In the movie, Benjamin did join the fight, as you know, but it was only after he had a personal attack on his family. In real life, Thomas Sumter was not going to fight. He'd had enough of fighting. But the British knew him to be a great warrior and soldier, and they wanted to intimidate him and make sure he didn't join this revolution. And so they burned his house down. And intimidation became activation, and they created the Brigadier General Thomas Sumter, the Gamecock. And as we spoke earlier, it was General Sumter and General Greene who attacked Lord Rowden and his troops. It seems it always has to get personal before we as individuals get involved for liberty. It has become very personal for millions of Americans lately. The loss of businesses, the loss of jobs, the suddenly being rendered dependent on others for food and survival, the freedom of speech and the freedom of worship, and even the freedom of travel were abused by some of the mayors and governors not so long ago. It very quickly became personal when liberty was obviously at stake. George Washington once said, "The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government." Oh, my friends, we have been a very patient people. Or have we just been lazy citizens?
Thomas Sowell made the same statement, but a little more modern verbiage. Perhaps you'll like it better. Historians of the future will have a hard time figuring out how so many organized groups of strident jackasses succeeded in leading us around by the nose and morally intimidating the majority into silence. Why would anyone be silent? Many were silent, submissive, and scared. I'm not judging them. I'm just explaining that if we willingly give up liberty for safety, for comfort, for security, for free stuff, we will then become slaves dependent on government. The Liberty Bell has an inscription on it. It comes from Leviticus 25:10. Proclaim liberty throughout the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Proclaim liberty throughout the land. Some battles are fought by great soldiers and others by common people who fight and sacrifice for freedom, for liberty in their own backyards. Our backyards, our families, our children, our grandchildren. There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism, Alexander Hamilton said. But do we today have that enthusiasm? Are we willing to endure a few inconveniences or even subject ourselves to sacrifices for liberty? Acts of bravery and heroism leading the way to liberty sound a whole lot better than being led into silence by strident jackasses. Liberty is always in the hands of the people. The ordinary people like you and like me, driven by a love for freedom and liberty, and hopefully that old but beautiful spirit of independence, like Caesar Rodney, like Emily Geiger, James Madison, Colonel George Mason, and even Ben Franklin as he wept. Oh, that spirit. Do you feel the enthusiasm rising? Independence, American independence indeed, rising for liberty in acts of bravery and heroism. But what acts? What acts, you say? Beth, what are you talking about? You need to vote. Vote for liberty. And perhaps you need to run for office. Know your rights. Study the Constitution. The Bill of Rights, read it again and again, and read that Declaration of Independence over and over again. Accountability. Be watchful. Be a watchful republic of your elected officials. When you see a wrong, you fight it. And if you don't, you become a part of it. Proclaim liberty throughout the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Pass that love of liberty on to your children and grandchildren, to our posterity. Live as free men and women. That is your mission. Discover, create, and live. Live your personal mission and story of liberty. Ah, that spirit. That spirit of independence. Liberty. Sweet liberty. Do you feel the enthusiasm rising within you? Can you embrace your liberty? What is your story? Do you have a story? When I listed the missions, do you know what you're going to do? As a republic, we can only keep it if we're actually working it. If we realize we are the government, that we are God's children, free. Liberty. Ah, sweet liberty. Never give up. We're in a mess right now. There's no doubt about it. We're in a mess. But as I read through history and I read other stories, they all started the same way. We are in troubling times. It is terrible times that we're in because there are men who recognize when liberty is at stake. When will it be so personal that you will take up the cross for liberty? Discover, create, and live.
your mission and story for liberty. Sweet liberty. Now there's a story to tell. I know you have a story to tell. Embrace your liberty and never give up, and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.